Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
What's up, all of our Liberty-loving friends? It's another fantastic episode of Liberty at Night with Nate and Charlie on the Free Talk Live Network. Coming at you from Nashville, Tennessee. And we got to tell you that Free Talk Live is brought to you by Dash Digital Cash. With fees of less than a penny per transaction, Dash is made for spending. Dash is one of the oldest cryptocurrencies and is widely available on exchanges, including the decentralized MEA protocol and the multi-crypto wallets. Thanks to the Dash DAO for sending us 32 Dash per month for this sponsorship. It's easy to get and use Dash, and you can learn more at Dash.org. That's Dash.org. And I also got to tell you, you know, I've been telling you about how I messed up with my savings account where I put a bunch of money in it. And then a few years goes by, a pandemic, stuff like that. I look back at it and guess what? It still says the same thing. Only now we've had a bunch of inflation. You know, technically my savings account has lost almost 20% of its value. That's because the government punishes you for keeping your wealth in cash or in a savings account through inflation, which is a tax on savers. It's the systematic erosion of your wealth. And you know that items that cost a dollar today could cost $1.50 tomorrow. You know how that stuff has been working out. But there is a solution, I believe, for this, and that's gold. Because gold can be a hedge against inflation. Gold remains steady when inflation is on the rise. And if you want to find out more, you can go to noblegoldinvestments.com/GML. That's noblegoldinvestments.com/GML.
Who wrote that book again? It's Economics in One Lesson.
That's not Hayek. That's not Economics in One Lesson. He's telling the story
it's in that book.
He talks about it early on. Hazlitt does Economics in One Lesson, but I think he's talking about the broken window fallacy in the book. Is it Hayek that did that? Or, I don't know. We're showing how uneducated libertarians we are. Other people talk about... Oh, is it, Frederic Bastiat?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
In the 1850 essay, That Which Is Seen and That Which Is Not Seen, to illustrate why destruction and the money spent to recover from destruction is not actually a net benefit to society. It seeks to show how opportunity costs, as well as the law of unintended consequences, affect economic activity in ways that are unseen or ignored. And this is why it's such a hard sell, because a lot of it is unseen,
mm-hmm.
right?
Well, because there are things that don't get done with that money, but you don't know exactly what they are. But there are things that we won't have because that money was taken to replace something that was just literally blown up somewhere. And, I mean, if this were the argument, you would argue for, you know, wouldn't it be great if a hurricane came across the country and just destroyed everything? We talk about how that's a bad thing for the economy and how much it costs. Why do we care about it? We want it to cost as much as possible. Those are jobs that we're creating.
I pray for Katrina or more powerful storms than Katrina to hit the coast.
So without people dying.
Yeah. Well, yeah. We got to employ the doctors and nurses.
That's true. How do you keep the medical industry in? You want jobs in the medical industry?
Yeah.
Speaking of the medical industry, by the way, we're going to move on to number five, which is kind of...
See what I did there?
Yeah, it's kind of a dumb bleep, but not fully, because someone lied about the next one, and this was going to be the kicker that really fully made it a dumb bleep. I want to point out that there was this big Don Lemon interview between, you know, Don Lemon's first and only X episode that he did, I believe, was with Elon Musk, and it went terribly. He approached it like a tabloid journalist. I think a lot of people thought
Elon Musk canceled his show on X.
Well, and that's a lot of it had to do with his ridiculous ass that
actually,
he had.
He didn't cancel his show. He just said that he's not going to promote it. Essentially, like they're not.
Well, there was a contract
he was
wanting, and they're not going to do that.
Yeah, the contract was canceled.
He can clearly post his show on X.
Yes.
He's just not going to be like an official X. You know, doesn't Tucker have a deal with X or something like that?
I think so. Yeah.
Anyhow, The reason that it's not the dumb bleep I thought it was, but I already had it put together, is because there was this post that says Don Lemon implies that Elon Musk was uncomfortable during their interview because Lemon is gay and black. If you watch the video, that's not what he said at all. Actually, he starts off by saying that he never thought about that. He says, well, some people have said this, and he asked the guest that's on there, do you think that this is what it was? And that person says, no, I don't think that's what it was, and then that's it. That's all that's in that clip. Yeah. Okay, so don't always just read the caption for something and think that that's what's actually in the clip. It can get kind of dangerous. This one is kind of funny where they're talking about how lowering standards for doctors when you're using DEI, basically non-merit-based hiring in the medical field, would be a bad thing. And Don Lemon just seems to I wouldn't say he gets it. I don't think he understands the argument. We can play a little bit of it. Here we go.
I believe that if we lower the standards for what it takes to become a doctor.
You're saying if we lower the standards, yes. But do you believe people are dying because the standards are being lowered?
I don't. I think that is, yes, an issue, but it could become an issue.
Okay. But the actual evidence in history shows the exact opposite. If you look at how minorities are treated by the medical system. Most doctors now are white and
female.
There are lots of mistakes in medicine. So you're saying that my doctors have bad medical care? I'm trying to understand your logic here when it comes to DEI, because there's no actual evidence of what you're saying.
No, I said, so if the standards, like let's say, I think that particular thing was referring to surgeons. Let's say a surgeon is asked a surgeon in training is asked to do a series of operations under the supervision of a senior surgeon, and they get a bunch of those operations wrong. If that happens, and yet they are still approved to be a surgeon, the probability that someone will die, I think, at some point is high.
Okay, I understand that, but that's a hypothetical. That doesn't mean it's happening.
I didn't say it's happening.
Okay. It's a very awkward exchange where he says, if we do this, this would be bad. And Don Lemon's argument is, well, that's not happening. And he's like, yeah, I said, if we do this, this would be bad.
If we lower standards.
Yeah. He's like, well, that's not what's happening right now. It's like, yeah, I know. I said, if we do it, it would be bad. And then he starts off with the thing saying, well, a lot of people die, from medical mistakes right now. And a lot of the doctors are white, or most of them are white. So your argument just doesn't have any merit. You're not actually talking about the race of the doc. The argument when you say you shouldn't have DEI in hiring for surgeons, the argument is not that black surgeons would be bad. That's not what the argument is. The argument is you should not move away one bit from merit-based hiring.
Mm.
For surgeons or any other kind of medical professionals.
It'd be like the military lowering standards to allow females on the front lines.
Yeah, or the Metro Nashville Police decreasing their standards, taking away some of their physical tests so they can hire more women, yeah. Which was going to be in but ran out of space. So anyhow, that was one of them.
Well, anytime you lower standards to... You shouldn't be hiring people based on the color of their skin anyway.
Mm-mm.
It should all be merit-based. You know, are you the best person for the job?
Mm-hmm.
I don't care what you look like.
And so the argument is not a racist argument that black doctors would be worse, which is what Don Lemon's thinking when he says, well, there's a lot of white doctors and people mess up in the medical field all the time. We're not talking about the race of the people. We're just saying merit should be the number one thing you're looking at.
Actually, the most doctors we have now are white female doctors.
Is that true?
Yeah. Females make the majority of physicians now.
Well, is that in total or is that just like new? Like start, this year, females are more now.
I believe
it's like
total.
In total.
I don't know. Total.
I don't know what it is. Okay. And then, I said the other one was not actually dumb bleep because it didn't. Don Lemon did not really imply that Elon Musk was uncomfortable during the interview because Lemon is gay and black. And Costco pointed out, well, maybe there's your dumb. Here's the dumb is whoever posted this, I think it was End Wokeness, just totally misrepresented what was in the video. And so that'll be added on to dumb bleep number five. Number six, we had a BLM mob charging at people that were leaving the Kyle Rittenhouse event at the University of Memphis. before blocking them from leaving the parking garage. Kyle Rittenhouse, I will say, has got some cojones going and doing an event at the University of Memphis, going to any college campus, honestly, when you know how that's going to go. But he is a guy who, you know, took a rifle into a dangerous situation and came out clean on the other side, I guess. So he's got more guts than we do, because Charlie was all over him saying how terrible of a person Kyle Rittenhouse was after this whole thing happened. Just didn't support him whatsoever. Wanted him to go to prison for murder for the rest of his life. So that's not true at all, by the way. If you're listening back in that time, that's not what Charlie said.
That's a joke.
Here's what happened after the event outside. These are just people that are leaving the event, by the way. This is not Kyle Rittenhouse leaving the event. These are just people that were there.
Yeah.
Just so you know. That's one. I already showed that one. Showed part of that one. Okay. My general thoughts on this, first off, there's no organism on the planet that has a lower IQ than a crowd of people. In my opinion, when a crowd of people get together,
they're all dumb.
It's the dumbest thing that happens on the planet at that time. I mean, flocks of birds are smarter than crowds of people that get together. So anyhow, yeah, the mob mentality. Exactly. Mobs are the dumbest groups on the planet.
Well, it provides, you know, an excuse to act in animalistic ways.
I guess it does.
Yeah, because now your deepest thoughts of resentment and bitterness come out because now it's excused because more people like you are doing it.
There's also so many people that you probably won't get held individually responsible for anything that you do or say, and everyone is thinking that at the same time, and everyone feeds off of everyone else's emotions at the same time. This is a guy that was acquitted, by the way. Okay? Not guilty. He killed, I believe, two people died. Is it two people that died and one person was injured? It's been a little bit since we covered this. He defended himself, clearly.
As Costco said, he never was guilty.
They attacked him. Yeah, he never was. He's not a murderer. He was never guilty. That it's that simple. But then you still have a mob of people, even though there's plenty of video evidence, a jury decided, all these things, it just doesn't matter. Just literally doesn't matter.
Nope.
They're upset that he killed child molesters. That's it. That's why they got together. Because they're upset that there's less child molesters out there. And that's all I can figure out from this group of people.
Yeah.
Is that they're saddened by the decreased amount of child molesters. So
that must be it.
That's all I can tell.
Yeah.
That must be what they're upset about, because that's the only thing that happened. So anyhow, that's number six. Go ahead, Charlie.
I need to make a correction. According to the latest data that I have in 2019, most physicians are not female. They make up about 40%.
Okay.
But they are, most new doctors are female. So
most new doctors are female. Okay.
That's my correction.
I got you.
See? Correct myself on the show.
Are most new bricklayers female, too?
Nope.
Oh, okay. That's weird. All right, number seven.
Chicago is suing Glock over switch that converts pistols to machine guns. A small switch that can be bought for as little as $20 or even 3D printed at home can convert one of the most popular handguns in America into a weapon with machine gun-like power. Now,
actually, it says the same power as the gun ever had.
Now, is this sold by Glock?
No.
Oh,
no.
Interesting.
No, it's not.
While the handgun modification uniquely affects Glock pistols, the manufacturer has done nothing to stop it. The city of Chicago alleged in a new lawsuit against Glock Incorporated. In the complaint filed Tuesday in the Cook County Circuit Court, the city accuses Glock of allowing illegal machine guns to proliferate on the streets of Chicago by selling pistols it knows can be easily modified into a far deadlier weapon with an auto sear. The device, sometimes called a giggle switch or a Glock switch, is about the size of a quarter, cheap to obtain or make at home, and simple to attach. While Chicago has long struggled with an epidemic of gun violence, it is unquestionable that the ease of modification of Glocks and the resulting prevalence of modified Glocks have made the situation worse. Glock also knows it could fix the problem, but has chosen not to, putting profits over public safety and violating the law. The complaint is the first to use the Illinois Firearms Industry Responsibility Act, or FIRA, passed last year. The law allows gun manufacturers to be held accountable for public harm caused by action or inaction from their sales and marketing practices.
Are they marketing that you can get one of these giggle switches?
I think they're getting them on the inaction.
Oh, and what are they supposed to do about people? What
they're supposed to make pistols now that are harder to implement a giggle switch.
Okay.
You know,
so what happens when people make a new giggle switch that accounts for their new modification
they have
that
to
they
keep
did
changing?
And do they have to remove all of their previous guns that have already been sold? The millions of guns that are out there
as much as they can, as me put it here. Recall
them. Got to get them all off the streets. It's Glock's fault.
It is.
Let's see. There's a little bit more here.
All right. Pistols sold by other major manufacturers are not easily modified the way Glock pistols are. In fact, other manufacturers would require serious engineering or reengineering, which still happens, by the way.
Yeah, it's still
yeah. Glock did not respond to multiple requests for comment. It does not manufacture or sell auto sears, which are illegal, so they don't manufacture or sell them.
And they're already illegal?
Yeah. The lawsuit claims that some auto sears are marketed and sold with Glock's name and logo, but that there is no evidence Glock has tried to protect its trademark from third-party manufacturers.
Okay, there they go.
Yeah.
There's that.
It alleges that Glock is aiding and abetting the possession of illegal machine guns in Chicago. And in order to prove that claim, we've included all the information that goes to whether Glock has taken the steps you'd expect to see a company to take if it did not want its weapons to be modified. So the Chicago's deputy mayor of community safety said the city has been at a tipping point with Glock switches for a while. There you have it.
They, Chicago police have recovered more than 1,100 modified Glocks from 2021 to 2023. How about that?
Yeah.
I wonder how many of those are legally purchased.
It's the gun's fault.
It's definitely the gun. It's the gun manufacturer's fault. It's not the person.
Yeah.
Not the person's fault.
I got to tell you, I have a Glock, or I did have one.
And, a Glock machine gun?
No.
Okay.
I've never modified it.
Glock automatic?
Yeah. I've never tried to modify it. I've taken it apart and cleaned it. And I do like the ease of Glock's simplicity.
Yeah. I don't. It's scary to me.
Yeah.
But
well, it doesn't come with a level.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. There's no place to put one on. So
that's
the problem. I just wonder if people the manufacturers who say bump stocks work for your gun, you know, what about that? Do they have to change the way that the actual gun itself is made? And the thing is, what if Glock changes this and then someone makes a new one for that? What are you going to do about that?
Yeah.
Still sue them?
Is it, you know, this? Is it Ford's fault that you can install a supercharger into your Mustang to make it go faster and accelerate faster?
Probably.
And lead to death?
Yeah, it probably is.
Yeah.
Probably is their fault.
In fact, because they didn't make their Mustangs in a way that couldn't be modified by these superchargers, these turbochargers.
Yeah.
Or whatever. Or the fact that you can inject nitrous oxide into their engines.
Yeah.
To increase the acceleration.
It's a pretty crazy world out there, man.
Yeah.
Their lawsuit, by the way, seeks to bar Glock from selling modifiable pistols to Chicago residents. So basically they want Glock to block people in Chicago from being able to buy Glocks. A Glock block is what they call it. So they're Glock blocking. Probably all illegal immigrants that have them, I bet. Oh, by the way, let's talk about the illegal immigrants having guns. We're not going to spend a lot of time on this because on Wednesday we spent almost an entire episode talking about whether or not illegal immigrants have the right to have a gun, to the right to bear arms. And we laid out the case that
they do.
They do, because that is an inherent natural right that human beings are born with. We believe that people are innocent. Now you,
and to take away someone's right to bear arms,
mm-hmm.
you have to prove beyond a reasonable doubt that they have violated someone else's rights.
Yes.
That's the only way you can take people's rights away, due process.
Now, there are two different arguments here. One of them I can respect more than the other. There's one, the argument that illegal immigrants are invading and they're dangerous and you can't have this invading army having guns and they're going to take over America eventually, even though, even though we have 100 million people in the country that have guns. And we constantly make the argument that that's why we don't get invaded and that's why we'd be able to take on the government if we wanted to and all that. But these illegal immigrants that are going to have guns, that's definitely going to allow them to overtake the country, whatever. That argument I do not respect whatsoever, because you're saying that if you're scared enough of a group of people having guns, then you should be able to take their guns away. The other argument that I still don't agree with...
Like Jews in Germany.
Yeah.
They're really scary. We should take their guns first.
Or conservatives.
Yeah.
And libertarians.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Boogalitarians, stuff like that.
The alt-right.
The other one I respect
Domestic
more
terrorists.
Because it's at least on a legal basis. You could say that if you're in a legal argument, then you're essentially a felon because you've committed a felony. And so maybe you don't have the same Second Amendment rights that everyone else would. Problem is, those people haven't gone through the court system. The government has done nothing to prove them guilty whatsoever, even if they are an illegal immigrant. In my opinion, everyone is innocent until proven guilty, and everyone has a natural inherent right to bear arms to defend themselves and their family. If you want to talk about immigration laws, then let's talk about immigration laws. But that does not mean that you get to go around saying that people don't have the natural right to defend themselves or their property or their family.
Full commentary on Wednesday's episode.
Yes, go back to that.
Number 9.
Okay, we'll get into number 9. Coming up very shortly, number 9 and 10. And then, of course, the Fed Haters Club is going to be voting on which one of these things that you're hearing about are the dumbest thing from the last week in politics. Well, don't you wish you were able to vote also? You could vote if you wanted to vote. You'd have to go to joingmail.com. That would bring you to our private Discord server, which we call the Fed Haters Club. The Fed Haters Club puts out these submissions, and then they get to vote on which one is the dumbest, and then maybe they can win a trophy for Dumb Leap of the Year. We'll be right back with the rest of it.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly, and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
USA News Update. President Biden announced that the federal government will cover the cost of rebuilding Baltimore's Francis Scott Key Bridge, which collapsed following a collision with a cargo ship.
We're going to send all the federal resources they need as we respond to this emergency, and we're going to rebuild that port together.
Biden called it a tragic accident and assured there is no evidence to suggest any deliberate wrongdoing. A New York judge overseeing Donald Trump's upcoming hush money trial has issued a gag order against the former president. The order bars Trump from making public remarks concerning witnesses, prosecutors, and court personnel involved in the case. The decision arrives ahead of Trump's trial, which is set to begin on April 15th. A new analysis shows the number of fatal traffic accidents surged in the U.S. around the time of 2017's total solar eclipse. A research letter published in JAMA Internal Medicine found there was a 30% rise. John Schaefer, USA News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
What's up, y'all? We're back. It's Liberty Unite with Nate and Charlie on the Free Talk Live Network, coming at you from Nashville, Tennessee. Right now, we are in the middle, towards the end of Dumb Bleep of the Week. That's where our live group, the Fed Haters Club, gets together and votes on the submissions that they mainly put in for Dumb Bleep of the Week. They get the vote. It gets sent into a tournament challenge at the end of the year, and whoever wins Dumb Bleep of the Year gets a trophy. So you want to do that.
Number nine, we have not talked about this yet. In NYC, here you go, Charlie.
All right. A fed-up homeowner arrested after tense standoff with squatters stealing a million-dollar house she inherited from her parents. She was arrested.
Yeah. It's pretty ridiculous that squatters' rights is even a thing. And honestly, I didn't realize it was even a thing in America. You've heard about this in, say, Germany, places in Europe, stuff like that. I had never really heard a lot of talk about them in America. Squatters' rights is not a thing. It's just not.
It's not a right.
And the
people, someone else's property.
Yeah, you can't have a right to someone else's property, and the people that are there should be treated like trespassers on your property. And you should try to remove them, and if they resist, then you should use whatever means necessary to remove them from your property. Mm-hmm. See Dumb Bleep number 7.
Yep. All right, a New York City property owner recently ended up in handcuffs following a fiery standoff with alleged squatters who she has been trying to boot from her family's home, tense footage shows. Adele Andelaro, 47, was nabbed after changing the locks last month on the million-dollar home in Flushing, Queens, that she says she inherited from her parents when they died. "It's enraging," she said. "It's not fair that I, as the homeowner, have to be going through this." Andalaro claims the ordeal erupted when she started the process of trying to sell the home last month, but realized squatters had moved in and brazenly replaced the entire front door and locks. She said she got fed up and went to her family's home on 160th Street with the local TV outlet in tow on the 29th of February and called a locksmith to change the locks for her.
That's crazy to actually get the local TV to come with you on this journey immediately. Yeah. By the way, I didn't have a video pulled up, but I mean, everyone's been talking about this quite a bit, but here's some of the video.
To understand how this day ended.
We need the police right away.
With multiple 911 calls and arrests, we have to start at the beginning.
Adele, the hardest question is, how do you say your name?
We met Adele Andalaro outside the home her parents left her in Flushing, Queens. She's in the process of selling it.
$1 million house.
She's been locked out. She claims squatters moved in on February 6th and refused to leave.
What's it like being here knowing you can't go inside of your own home?
It's enraging. It really is.
In New York, squatters have rights after 30 days.
By the time that someone does their investigation and they do their work and their job, will be well over the 30 days, and this man will have stolen my home. And now she's back.
Just after wrapping up our interview, a woman showed up.
What are you doing in the house? Are you renting this house?
Why
are you here?
She unlocked the front door, saw our cameras, and took off.
It's open. Let's go in the house. It's open.
Adele and her daughter, with a property deed in hand, went inside.
This is my furniture. These are my curtains.
She didn't just find her belongings inside.
There's a man sleeping right there. Get out of my house.
She found two men.
How long have you lived here?
I moved in about 2 days ago.
They've called the police on me, and I've called the locksmith. I didn't come in illegally. The door was open.
Police started interviewing neighbors and looking for documents.
Do you have something that shows that you've been here for 30 days?
They took the man who told me he had been renting for 2 days out in handcuffs.
They got one out.
And escorted the other guy off the property.
Now you're afraid to come out.
I'm not coming out. This house is empty. This is my home. My locksmith is on the corner waiting to change my locks. And it's not fair. It's not fair that I, as the homeowner, should be having to go through this.
How you doing?
Minutes later, a locksmith showed up, but police gave her a warning before they left.
I may end up in handcuffs today if this man shows up here and says that I have illegally evicted him. I said to them, let him take me to court the way I've been told to take him to court. But today, I'm not leaving my house.
Less than 10 minutes after police left and the locks were changed. The man who claims to be the one actually leasing the house shows up.
Call the police again.
With the other guy, police took off the property.
Do you see this? This guy just literally broke down my door. Broke through myself and my daughter to get in here. This guy just forced himself into my house.
No, he did not.
Yes, he did.
No, he did.
And so did you.
Man.
You broke through the front door.
Officer.
The man called the police on her.
So why is it that I have to leave and he doesn't have to leave?
Because technically he can't be kicked out. We need to go to court.
They consider this a landlord-tenant issue. And by law, it has to be handled through the housing court, not with police.
If you own this house, you would not want her inside.
I don't own the house. I don't own this house.
Exactly.
Yes.
She does.
Yes. But then once again, you should know how the law works.
I do know how it works.
There's rules to the as you got to go to court and send me to civil court.
He says he signed a lease in October, but wouldn't tell us with who.
I got proof longer than that.
Show us the proof.
Well, who are you for me to show? I showed it to cops.
Dan with Channel 7 News. If you don't want to show it, you don't want to show it.
Cool. Come here, brother. I like that.
I would like to see it.
He didn't show me a lease.
This is a bill.
A bill for work he says he had done to the house. He didn't show police a lease either.
The police department doesn't have the lease?
No.
He's got no documentation.
Just bills.
So, Adele, you're getting arrested right now?
I'm being arrested.
For what?
For being in my own home.
And where's your lease?
She's fighting the house. It's not her house anymore.
My deed is current and legal.
Arrested for unlawful eviction. She changed the locks on a man who claims he lives there.
So how does this all end then? When do you leave?
The way it ends is...
I'd be so mad.
I'm mad right now.
Yeah.
Not her.
Yeah.
And that guy, when that guy just said it's not her house anymore, I wanted to reach through the screen.
Choke him.
And choke him.
Yeah.
I was going to say other stuff too, but my God.
Ugh.
My God.
Mm. It's so infuriating.
Yeah. I'm too upset right now to even talk about it, but we could say the F of the approach. This is New York. Hey, if this is when to do how you want to do your business, let everyone know.
But like Dan said,
York.
It's not just New York. Mm. It happens all over America.
Yeah. This is just something. Yeah. I hadn't really seen a lot of in the U.S.
My mom works in property management. It happens all the time. even in Carbondale, Illinois. It's so hard to get people out of your property.
I don't understand how it ends up having to go in the court when you're the owner of the house. You have not signed any agreement.
Someone
for
broke into your house.
Anything. And it was her parents' side. The house was given to her. Probably took her some time to go to the house and start doing things. I don't know. Maybe she didn't live in New York. Maybe she, I don't know where she was. It took
maybe
some
she
time
was
to
grieving.
Go do it. Okay. And so now it seems like there are people that just wait for people to die that go in and start. These people say they're paying rent to someone. Like someone went in and is leasing out someone else's house to people.
I don't think they are. This guy said he did work on the house. I think he did work on the house, realized it was abandoned.
I've heard some other talk about it saying that they were paying to be there. I don't know if they exactly were. But anyhow, it shouldn't matter. The owner of the house did not lease it, is not renting it. There are no tenants. That's just not the. There's trespassers, and there's the owner of the house.
Yeah. This is so
That's
insane.
Do you hear that sound?
That's a helicopter.
Okay. We got a helicopter coming in, probably.
Right over the house.
Did you evict someone from this house?
I must have.
Okay. That must be the thing. Anyhow, let's move on to the last one, because we got to go. The last one here is Apple. Apple getting sued in a landmark iPhone monopoly lawsuit. The monopoly on iPhones continues.
This is just by the
Apple.
Dumbest of dumb. God bless.
All right. Let's see what we got here. By the way, I got to just start off with the dumbest part. We'll read maybe a little bit of the story, something like that. Guys, part of this lawsuit.
This is a day of justice for Android users.
Mm-hmm. Finally. Oh, actually, let's do just a little poll here. We'll see what the percentage is. Apple, no one hit enter. Apple, other, thumbs up on which one you have. Okay, which one you have. You just let us know. I want to know how strong this monopoly goes. Okay. Part of this DOJ antitrust lawsuit has to do with iPhone users having blue messages in their text messages if you're using iMessage with another iPhone user, and green messages if you're talking to someone else.
Mm.
And the ability to see if someone else is typing or if the message has been delivered or read or anything like that. The default messaging app on iPhone, then the text appears to the iPhone user as a green bubble and incorporates limited functionality. The conversation is not encrypted. Videos are pixelated and grainy, and users cannot edit messages or see typing indicators. This signals to users that rival smartphones are lower quality because the experience of messaging friends and family who do not own iPhones is worse. Even though Apple, not the rival smartphone, is the cause of that degraded user experience.
Yeah.
Mm. Well, then maybe everyone should just switch over to Android.
Right now in our live group, it's 50-50.
Well, that's a monopoly if I ever heard of one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Anyhow, many non-iPhone users. Now, get this. This is part of the DOJ's lawsuit against Apple, one of the biggest corporations in the world. Many non-iPhone users also experience social stigma, exclusion, and blame for breaking chats where other participants own iPhones. This effect is particularly powerful for certain demographics, like teenagers, where the iPhone share is 85%, according to one survey. According to one survey. This social pressure reinforces switching costs and drives users to continue buying iPhones, solidifying Apple's smartphone dominance. Not because Apple has made its smartphone better, but because it has made communicating with other smartphones worse.
I don't even know what to say. It's almost like this just, it's almost like not real, you know? Like, I can't believe this is an actual, like, lawsuit.
Uh-huh.
This is actual language.
Now, there's other reasons that they're suing them. This is one of four, I believe. This is the one I found to be the most egregious. Guys, you know, the one previous to this, and this is no accident, the one previous to this had to do with property rights. Okay? This is still property rights right now. This is the same conversation as the last one. We're in the same dumb bleep right now, only this one has a different number, so it's not the same, but still same, but different. Okay? We're still talking about property rights. We're still talking about the way that Apple wants to make their own operating system and the things that they do in their operating system when communicating with other phones that are using the same operating system. I don't know much about tech, but I do think that the communication between devices that are both using iMessage for their texting and FaceTime for their video calls is going to be different from dealing with phones that are using other apps for that or whatever it is, you know? And so however they want to make it, to me, it is up to, you know what? If you don't like it, you switch back over, you switch over to Android. Everyone can have an Android phone with your stupid Android text messaging if you want to have that.
Yeah.
I actually know a guy who switched to Apple because of the text messaging. So it's kind of funny.
Which now Android has come out with RCS or RCM or whatever, very similar to iMessages. I can't remember what it's called. Is it RCS, which is called whatever. It has iMessage-like features.
Mm-hmm.
You can message over Wi-Fi and things like that. What happens is, you know, before iMessage, before the iPhone, everyone sent text messages.
SMS
text messages. It was a standard protocol to send messages back and forth between mobile devices. And Apple decided that they wanted to upgrade that between its own users that they could use over Wi-Fi or a cellular network connected to the internet to have different features. And, of course, as time went on, other people can't create iMessage because Apple owns iMessage.
Yes, it's their app.
So when you text an Android user, for the most part, it's still sent through SMS or MMS, which is the video protocol.
Mm-hmm.
And now they've come up with RCS to compete with iMessage and also to communicate better with iPhones. But it's not Apple's job to make it easier for other smartphones to communicate with it.
No, and I don't even care. Let's just say that they specifically did this and it is making it more difficult for other phone companies to compete with this messaging or to message the way that iPhones do or whatever the case may be. I still don't care because they can do that if they want to. And people can make their decisions on which one they like better.
Bagu puts this a good way. This is like about not being able to play Xbox games on a PlayStation.
Yeah. Or not being able to buy McDonald's at Hardee's. None of these things make sense. Okay?
But Apple has a monopoly on the iPhone.
So that's another case. They keep talking about that. And by the way, I'm an iPhone fan. I'm not knocking the other phones. I had a Windows phone and I had an Android phone.
I think you had a Google Pixel for a while too, didn't you?
No.
Oh,
no,
I thought about it.
No, my first phone was that Palm Pixie. Or my first, like, you know, not flip phone was that Palm Pixie. I love that phone. It was really cool. Went to, I believe, an iPhone. And then I got sick of the iPhone. I went to a Windows phone. And then I didn't like that. I went to an Android phone. Couldn't figure out how to use it. I just did not understand how to use it.
Mm.
If I need to change something in that phone, I feel like I need to call tech support immediately. I had no clue how to use the phone.
Mm.
And so then I just switched back to an iPhone. I'm not saying that one's better than the other, but if there was one that was better, it would be Apple. So let's talk about this monopoly part. We won't go into all the other parts of this lawsuit because we're running long on time right now. I want to talk to you about whether or not iPhone has a monopoly. And one thing that they'll use is their share of the market. I don't understand how, even in the most extreme case, you can say that Apple has 60% of U.S. smartphone shipments in quarter four of 2023. 60% or 64% is still not a monopoly. Mm-hmm. It just isn't.
No.
It is not a monopoly.
How is it not?
To have 64% of the market.
They have majority.
Versus the other four major companies that there are out there that is not a mono poly at all. Now, the 64% number, I believe, is wrong. There are other numbers that are much lower. I'll tell you why it's wrong. One is that that is market shipments. Now, a shipment means how many were shipped out in this quarter. That does not mean that that is the percentage of users in the United States that have that kind of phone. That could simply mean that Apple had a new phone that came out and Android didn't. And so more of the shipments at that time were for Apples because more Apple users were upgrading their phones and buying new ones. And so you can't just look at the market shipments and say that that is the share. When you look at surveys that actually try to get the share, the operating system, the iOS share is 39%. This is not using shipments. This is actually trying to look at how many people in the United States are using iOS versus whatever the other ones are called.
That's still majority, though. That's
More than the others.
It's a majopoly.
It's a majopoly.
Mm-hmm. It's a majopoly, which needs to be stopped.
It's a majority.
Exactly.
So still not a monopoly. And not to mention the fact, if I want to, today, I could go down to the phone store and I could say, hey, I want to buy a Google, whatever the best crappy Google phone is that you guys have, I want to buy that. Mm-hmm. And then I'll buy it because there's like 20 or 30 other phones other than the Apple, other than the iPhone that I could get right now if I wanted to.
No one's stopping you.
Way more phones, actually. Than there, you know, iPhones have like two. It's like two phones. There are. You know, it's like a big one and a little one.
They have the pro and the non-pro.
The pro.
There's four.
So there's four. Okay, big, little, big pro, little pro.
Yeah.
That kind of thing. Yeah. So we got four phones.
Yeah.
The other ones, how many different phones? There's 20 phones out there probably between all the other companies. Yeah. But Apple has the monopoly, apparently, even though you've got way more choices than them.
And I don't hate on other phones, by the way. I think Samsung or Google or whatever, they have some features that maybe iPhone doesn't have. They've got some quality products. I just don't like it as much.
Yeah.
I prefer the interfacing and the UI and the UX of Apple.
Just my main question is what right do we have as human beings to have certain styles of text messaging? That's one thing I want to know. Like, where is that natural human right that the government is trying to protect? That if an iPhone has little bubbles that pop up when you're chatting with someone who has an iPhone, then gosh darn it, every other person with a phone better have that same thing too. It's just unfair for the iPhone to have that.
They deserve those bubbles.
And so my view is, if Apple wants to have their very own special messaging app called iMessage that all the iPhones have, then that's what they can do.
You know,
if they
funny?
Wanted to make it where you couldn't talk to anyone who didn't have an iPhone at all, then do it.
Do you know who owns the number one messaging app, by the way, worldwide?
Who's that?
Facebook.
Oh, yeah.
It's WhatsApp.
So everyone could just get on WhatsApp and talk the same as everyone else right now.
Yeah.
They could get on Instagram.
Really download WhatsApp to your iPhone.
Mm-hmm.
Or your Android.
And by the way,
and communicate over Wi-Fi. You can have video calls. You could do everything you wanted.
Why would you use some kind of spyware technology like that when you could use Freedom Chat, though?
Exactly.
Because you could just download the app Freedom Chat, and it's available for Android users and iPhone users. And you can talk on Freedom Chat, everyone the same way, and you can't take screenshots. You can't download media that someone else sends you without their permission. It's completely encrypted, like quantum safe encryption. They don't store anything on their servers. Like, why don't we all just fix this problem that the DOJ is apparently concerned about with these texting inequalities, inequities between people, and everyone just downloads Freedom Chat, and that's what we all use to talk back and forth with one another.
Amen. I like that idea.
All right, everyone, get your votes in. Get your votes in now. All right, dude, let's run back through them right quick. You're right. You're right. We should do that. Number one was the omnibus. Number two is the deep state's actually kind of awesome. Number three is the bloodbath controversy from last weekend. Number four was that MAGA Ukraine guy. Number five was the Don Lemon gay black. Number six was Kyle Rittenhouse, University of Memphis thing. Number seven was Chicago suing Glock. Number 8 was immigrants having the right to bear arms, illegal immigrants having the right to bear arms. Number 9 was the squatters' rights. Number 10 is the DOJ suing Apple. Number 9, squatters' rights, is the winner. It's already decided. It's an overwhelming vote.
This was a tough one, though,
With 5% of the votes in, we're calling the election for squatters' rights. Because our live group knows how ridiculous of an idea it is that someone can just come into your house, which you own, and decide that you can't kick them out. It is absolutely ridiculous that in America, that is even something that we need to talk about. Property rights are the main thing that made America different from the rest of the nations out there. It's why America prospered so much in comparison to all of the other countries around the world, was because we respected and valued property rights. And it's really sad to see that going away. There were a lot of other don't bleep ideas that were really good. A bunch of them. Okay. And of course, I have to tell you that if you want to hear us talk about these things in detail, because on Don't Bleep of the Week, we spend, you know, a few minutes on each one of these topics. So we're not able to get real in depth on them. If you want to hear us talk more about each one of these items throughout the week, well, then you want to go find our podcast that we do every single day of the week when we want to, which is called Good Morning Liberty. That's where you'll find Charlie and me every single day of the week. Like I said, we just released episode 1202. So you want to take the 1,202 episode challenge. That's where you listen to every single one of those episodes so you can be fully up to date on all of our beliefs and the way that we cover every single thing. Because, as some would say, we don't just talk about these ideas in a vacuum. They all connect to each other. These things all correlate. They all have to do with property rights. They all have to do with the right to self-ownership. And so all of these things truly are connected. I hope you enjoyed tonight's show, Liberty at Night show. Of course, if you're not listening to us on Good Morning Liberty, you can hear us every single Tuesday night where we go by the name Liberty at Night on the Free Talk Live Network. Until next Tuesday night, y'all be good. We'll see you then.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.